Chapter 12, Blame and Entitlement. As a teenager, I thought the world owed me something. I blamed everyone. My mother, my absent father, my stepfather, my teachers, the system. If I was struggling, it had to be someone else's fault. And since it was their fault, I figured it was their responsibility to fix it. Where did that mindset get me? Nowhere. Worse than nowhere, it got me deeper into the hole I was already in. The poison of entitlement. Entitlement is poison. It whispers, you deserve happiness, success, love, and respect automatically. You should not have to earn it. It should just show up. But life simply does not work that way. When the rewards do not arrive on schedule, entitlement turns toxic. You get angry. You get jealous of people who have what you want. You get bitter. And bitterness never attracts solutions. It repels them. Entitlement is quicksand for your happiness. The more you indulge it, the deeper you sink. Blame and entitlement, the deadly duo. Blame and entitlement almost always travel together. Blame says, this is not my fault. Entitlement says, therefore someone else should fix it. And then what happens? You wait. You wait for someone else to change. Someone else to rescue you. Someone else to hand you the life you want. Spoiler alert, they will not. No one is coming. Not the government, not your boss, not your family, not your ex. Even if they did step in, you would not feel fulfilled because deep down you would know you did not earn the change yourself. My turning point. When I was 14, I had enough of living under a harsh, abusive stepfather. I left home thinking freedom would solve everything. Instead, I ended up bouncing between temporary places and cheap flop houses, surrounded by addicts and people barely hanging on. I worked odd jobs and survived some days thanks only to Salvation Army meals after sermons I did not want to hear. And yet, even then, I kept blaming. If my father had not left, if my stepfather had been different, if teachers had cared, if life had been fair. Then one night, sitting on a street corner, hungry, exhausted, and lost, something hit me. All the blaming in the world was not going to change where I was. No one was coming to rescue me. If I wanted out, the responsibility was mine. That realization did not magically fix my life, but it lit a spark. I stopped digging and started climbing. I was terrified and had no idea where to begin. But I knew that if I did not change, I might not survive. Everything has value. Here is a truth I have learned after many years. Everything that has happened in your life has value, even the hard parts. My rough childhood was painful, but looking back, I would not trade those experiences. They gave me things money cannot buy, gratitude, perseverance, perspective. They strengthened me and helped me develop empathy for others who struggle. Without those lessons, I would not be who I am today. Your hardships are not punishments, they are teachers. The lesson inside the struggle. If you are struggling right now, it is easy to fall into the trap of blame and entitlement and think, this is not fair. Why me? Instead of asking, why me? Try asking, what is the lesson here? You might not recognize the meaning immediately. Sometimes it takes years, but eventually the purpose becomes clear. Once you start looking for the lesson, you stop sinking and start climbing. Blame or ownership, you choose. At the end of the day, you have two choices. Keep blaming and stay stuck, or take ownership and move forward. Ownership does not mean everything is your fault. It means your life is your responsibility. Once you accept that, you take back your power. Blame hands your power to someone else. Ownership places it back in your hands. The hole you dig yourself into. One of life's most vital rules is this. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Far too many people keep digging deeper. Entitlement thinking convinces you that you deserve everything automatically. And when life does not deliver, negative emotions grow. Hate, jealousy, resentment, and anger flourish in people who believe life owes them something. Blaming keeps the shovel in your hands. If this sounds like you, please stop digging. The truth is that 98% of the time, the correction required in your life must be handled by you. No one else can climb for you. Where the programming begins, how does someone break the cycle of entitlement and blame? It often starts by asking, where did the programming begin? We are not born with entitlement or blame, although genetics may pass down certain traits. But our beliefs are learned. We are programmed by our environment, our caregivers, our experiences, and the messages we absorbed as children. These early programs follow us into adulthood, shaping how we respond to setbacks. Somewhere along the way, entitlement sneaks in. The belief forms that the world owes you a life of ease and that achievements should simply appear because you wish for them. But life rarely rewards that mindset. When desires go unmet, bitterness grows and the hole gets deeper. Some people can climb out of the hole alone, while others need someone to lower a ladder. Regardless of the depth of the hole, the first step is to look in the mirror and ask, "How is this way of thinking working for me so far?" Everything happens for a reason. There is an idea I have come to believe deeply. Everything happens for a reason, and what happens is good. It may not feel good at the time. You might wonder, why would I want this experience? But hidden beneath every hardship is a lesson, a strength, a new beginning. My early childhood and teenage life made me grateful, grounded, and appreciative of everything I have now. Those challenges shaped the man I became. If I had to do it all again, even the hard parts, I would sign up again in a heartbeat. If you're going through something painful right now, believe that there is a purpose in it. Look for the positive. Millions of people have endured difficulty and emerged stronger, happier, and more fulfilled because of it. They stopped digging. They committed to climbing. You can too. Added insight. The psychology of ownership. Modern psychology confirms what I learned through lived experience. People who embrace ownership live happier and more empowered lives. Ownership strengthens resilience, improves mental health, and helps you bounce back faster after setbacks. Blame weakens you because it places your power in someone else's hands. Ownership strengthens you because it returns control to where it belongs, inside you. You cannot change your past, but you can change how you interpret it and what you build from it. Added insight, entitlement in today's culture. We live in a world where entitlement is everywhere. Social media has fueled the illusion that success is instant, happiness is deserved, and struggle is unnecessary. People want the reward without effort, the trophy without training, and the applause without showing up. But life has not changed. Hard work still matters. Character still matters. Ownership still matters. Happiness is not something you receive, it is something you build. Added insight, gratitude as the cure. Gratitude is one of the strongest antidotes to entitlement. You cannot feel grateful and entitled at the same time. Gratitude reminds you that life has already given you something, even if it is not everything you want yet. Gratitude fuels humility, responsibility, and appreciation. Entitlement fuels bitterness. If you want to break the entitlement cycle, start with gratitude. Reflection exercise from blame to ownership. Take a few minutes and write honestly. Who or what have I been blaming for where I am right now? What has entitlement led me to expect that I have not earned? What is one area of my life where I can take ownership today instead of waiting for someone else to fix it? Write it down. No one else has to see it. Then choose one change this week that moves you from blame to ownership. Because the truth is simple, you cannot climb out of a hole by digging deeper. The first rule when you find yourself in a hole is always the same. Stop digging.